This program is made possible by grants from Exxon Corporation, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Leonard Bernstein speaking from Symphony Hall, Boston, where the Boston Symphony Orchestra and I are about to perform the Faust Symphony by Franz Liszt. The Faust legend is an old one, this story of an aging philosopher who magically, through a pact with the devil, regains his youth and wins the love of the pure and beautiful Gretchen. This is a folk tale that had been ingrained in the European consciousness for centuries. In the early 19th century, the legend was given its definitive literary treatment by Germany's master poet, Goethe. And Goethe's drama, in turn, had had a profound influence on many composers of the Romantic period, notably Berlioz, Schumann, Gounod, and Franz Liszt, all of whom wrote some kind of symphonic or operatic music on the Faustian theme. Liszt subtitled his Faust Symphony, Three Character Pictures After Goethe, and thus the work is divided into three movements, each a musical portrait. In the first movement, we are introduced to Faust himself, aged, brooding, and despondent. Then suddenly, he decides to make his rash and fatal bargain with Mephistopheles, and is transformed into a heroic young man. In the second movement, we meet the lovely and virginal Gretchen, innocent, naive, yearning after this young Faust to whom she had been exposed by the devil, but never going beyond a certain limit of propriety which accounts for the delicate chamber music quality of this great character sketch. If Liszt ever wrote a single masterpiece, it is this movement, intimate and personal, and at the same time, throbbingly passionate music. The third and last movement is a portrait of Mephistopheles himself, full of every devilish device Liszt could imagine orchestrally. The themes themselves are all Faust's themes from the first movement, which have been transformed into diabolically different rhythms and forms. Toward the end of the movement, however, Gretchen's theme returns to signal the defeat of the devil, and in a final mystic chorus based on the last four lines of Goethe's Faust, Liszt portrays the redemption of Gretchen and Faust through eternal love. Now let us first imagine the old Faust in his study, meditating, weary of his voluminous knowledge and of the world's ways, longing for some magical relief from his disillusionment and despair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.